We ended off last time with a few introductory remarks about the sugya of tefillah bizman mitzvah. Tefillah bizman mitzvah is machlokas tanoim, machlokas among the Bali Tosos, machlokas rishonim. How do we pass it? Tosos and daf lamed amud aleph, diber maskil shma minah, goes to the position of Rabbeinu Chananel, that tefillah bizman mitzvah. We paskin tefillah bizman mitzvah. Explains the Beis Yosef. And this is apparent from the presentation of some of the other Bali Tosfos where this appears. That even though bizman zeh, you can't really call our tefillah bizman. Because after all, we never go to the mikvah at the time that's prescribed in the Ikar Din Torah. We have the chumrah is to treat every woman as both the nid and as of the chumrah, so you never end up having a woman really go into the mikveh in what would be considered the bizmana of the Torah. Nevertheless, when a woman does go to the mikveh at the time prescribed by Chazal, that's considered to be effectively tefillah bizmana. So tefillah bizmana isn't defined as a tefillah at the time that the Torah prescribes, it's defined as tefillah at the time that the halacha prescribes. So even if we end up going to the mikveh at a later day, that would be prescribed al pi ikar din Torah, that's still considered to be tefillah bizmana mitzvah, where we're going to the mikvah at the time that chachamim prescribed based on their additional chumras. The Mordechai in Shmuas Simon Tuf Shin Lamed Dalid quotes the Rash as being of this position as well, and notes that the Rash instructed his daughter to go to the mikvah even when her husband was not ba'ir, even in the frigid winter, indicating that he held tefillah bizman mitzvah, that even if ein bal ba'ir, even if it's uncomfortable, there still is a mitzvah to be told. Bizman is defined based on when do Chazal tell us to go to the mikvah, even if that's not al pi ikar hadin Torah. Okay, that's the position of Rabbeinu Chananel, probably the position of the Rash. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as saying the opposite position, that tefillah bizman lav mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosfos Yuma Daf Chesamid Aleph Diber Maskil Dekulei Alma. Yuma Chesamid Aleph Diber Maskil Dekulei Alma. And it appears in Sefer HaYashar as well. And the Sefer HaYashar context is Tefillah on Yom Kippur. If you assume that Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, then you would go to the mikveh even on Yom Kippur. If Tefillah Bizmana La Mitzvah, then you would not go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. What's the basis of paskening Tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah? So the Mordechai and Shavuos, Simon Tuf Shin Nun Beis, Simon Tuf Shin Nun Beis, the Mordechai and Shavuos quotes this position of Rabbeinu Tam and explains that since nowadays we dafka don't go to the mikvah at the time prescribed by the Torah because of the additional chumras of Chazal, so you have no right to call this Tefillah bizmana. So it must be that tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. Lashon of the Mordechai. Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam. The tefillah bizmana ain't a mitzvah. Beteda, what's the raya? Sharei, kol nashim shalanu, ainon tovlos lemotzei shiva l'riyas. And our women do not go to the mikvah after the seventh day of Riya, as would be the case for Anida d'oraisa. So she relies on the tefillah that she does after Shiva Nekiyim, the days of Sefira, Shehu Motse Shmona L'Riyasa, which is, he says, but sometime later than the end of her Riyah. So if was the case that tefillah bizmana mitzvah, then the woman should have to go to the mikvah at the time prescribed by Din Torah. The fact that we only go to the mikvah based on the time prescribed by Chazal is indication it must be tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah.
Is argument that Ikar Dinder was never a mitzvah, or now nowadays,
even though the Gemara says Shvamin has tefillah bizmana mitzvah, right? The Gemara seems to include tefillah bizmana mitzvah. How do we pass it? Well, it must be the fact that we don't go to the mikvah at the time prescribed by the Torah must be an indication that we pass in tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. If in fact it would be tefillah is not a mitzvah, then we would have to go to the mikveh at the earlier time. We'll come back to that formulation in a minute. Okay? That seems to be the formulation of Tosas and Beis as well. Dav Yechesim and Beis, Dira Maskel Ko. Tosas Yechesim and Beis, Dira Maskel Ko. So as I think Sam was getting at, there are two ways of explaining what this raya is from the fact that we don't go to the mikvah at the end of Shiva L'Nidusa, the fact that women don't go to the mikvah after 7 days of seeing Da. Right, so the Mordechai that we just quoted sounds like, if it was the case that tefillah is not a mitzvah, then a woman would have to go to the mikvah after 7 days L'Nidusa. The fact that that is not practiced must be indication that tefillah is not a lav mitzvah. There's a Shuvas HaRivash, Simen Tuf Kaf Hei. Simen Tuf Kaf Hei. Sidri Tara quotes this in Simen Kuf Sadi Hei, the end of Sivkat and Aleph. Sidri Tara, Simen Kuf Sadi Hei, the end of Sivkat and Aleph. The Rivash again is Simen Tuf Kaf Hei. Rivash there is commenting on what we noted before, Tosa Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, the indication that maybe at some point in history, women went to the mikvah twice. Tosis' take on Yimei Libuna, and the Gemara there in Shabbos. So the Rivash suggests that during the time that we were makbid on Taros, there was such a practice of going to the mikvah twice. Going to the mikvah after Yimei Nidusa, and then going to the mikvah again at the time that Chazal tell us you have to go to the mikvah to account for the chumras of Nida and Zava. So there may have been a time in history that women went to the mikvah twice. However, he quotes the Ramban as saying that that was batel b'doros achronim because it was a chumra hasili de kula. You tell women to go to the mikvah twice, they'll think that the first time is mitar them legamri, even le'vayla. And then they're going to be nichshol. Right? And that's what happened with that Hu Talmud in the Gemara Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel. So on a principle level, it sounds like the Rivash is saying, yeah, maybe tefillah is not a mitzvah, and because tefillah is not a mitzvah, you actually would have to go to the mikvah at the end of Shiva L'Nidusa, and then again at the end of the Chumrah of Shiva Nekiyim. And then what will come out is the fact that nowadays our practice isn't that way doesn't prove that tefillah bizmana la mitzvah. Maybe tefillah bizmana mitzvah. And in principle, we really should be going to the mikvah twice. And the only reason we don't do it is because of the potential nechshol that could be a byproduct of doing the two tefillahs. So the Mordechai presentation sounds like if we really held tefillah b'zman mitzvah, then a woman would have to go to the mikvah basically twice. And the fact that we don't do that is an indication that tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah. And what emerges from the Rivash seems to be that, no, maybe in principle, tefillah b'zman mitzvah, and the reason that we don't go to the mikvah twice is simply because it's a chumrah asi l'idei kula, because of the concern of nichshol, which is a secondary concern, so to speak. But in principle, it really should have been required. And you can't bring a raya from the minhag that women don't do that to whether tefillah bizmana is mitzvah. Okay? But again, that's a Mordechai's formulation, that if it was the case that tefillah bizmana mitzvah, we would expect to have to go to nikvah after Shiva L'Nidusa. The fact that that's not our practice is proof positive that tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. It's also possible, however, that maybe we would assume tefillah bizmana mitzvah, but lemaisa, all of our tefillos are shelo bizmana. You could assume that in principle, tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Not like the Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan assumes tefillah bizmana mitzvah, and when we go to the mikvah at the time prescribed by Chazal, that's called tefillah bizmana. You could assume that no, tefillah bizmana mitzvah in principle. But because of the additional takanas of Chazal, lemaisa, we're not able to go to the mikvah bizmana. on an Ikra did level Tefillah Bezman a Mitzvah, but Chazal tell us not to because of their considerations in the additional Chumras of adding days. Yeah.
Is that different on the Rivash?
The Rivash is saying that Tefillah Bezman... Oh, okay, no, so that... that could be the Rivash. The Rivash doesn't take a firm stand on Tefillah Bezman a Mitzvah. I'm sorry?
The Gemara says Yikon Yom Kippur. Everyone has to assume
that Tefillah Bezman is at one point a Mitzvah. Right, the Gemara does include Tefillah Bezman a Mitzvah, right?
The Rivash has to be like the answer that everyone is giving.
Well, no, but how do we... Correct, fine, okay, correct, right, right. He does say that, correct. Right, the Rivash says that within his quotation or within his analysis that we used to have two tefillahs and now not, he says that it's after this tefillah is not a mitzvah, but the reason we don't have two tefillahs is because of the chumras in the Kula. Correct, okay. So again, it could be, according to the Mordechai, it sounds like Tefillah Bezmana, Lav Mitzvah, from the fact, nowadays, Lav Mitzvah, from the fact that we don't go to the Mikvah the time prescribed for the Torah. According to Rivash, it could be that Tefillah Bezmana is Mitzvah. However, because of some other considerations, we don't go to the Mikvah at that time. We have no Breira, but to go most effectively, Shalom Bezmana.
According to Mordechai, do we change stock, or we always paskin that Tefillah Bezmana, Lav Mitzvah, and all the Gemaras that seem to indicate that way, we're just not asking like?
That could be. We'll come back. I think the dark emotion is the other way. So we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that position that in principle Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvah, but we just don't have the ability to go to the Mitzvah Bezmana, sounds like it's the position of the Mechaber in Orachai. The Mechaber writes, this comes up both in Tisha B'Av and in Yom Kippur. So Mechaber writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur first. Simen Tav Reish Yud Gimel Sif Yud Beis. Simen Tav Reish Yud Gimel Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ach Gam Efshar D'Tfila Bizmana Mitzvah. Oh, sorry. The Mechaber writes, Bizmana Zeh Aser li'isha litbo b'yom kippurim. Nowadays, a woman is not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Afilu higiyas man tefillah sabo b'yom, even if that's the time that's supposed to be le'el ona. Okay. Mechaber writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, a little more directly. Tafkuf nun dalet zifes. Tafkuf nun dalet zifes. Mechaber writes, tefillah shel mitzvah bizmana mutares. Tefillah bizmana is mutar on Tisha B'Av. Aval bismana zeh, ain't tefila bismana. But nowadays we don't have the mitzvah, so tefila bismana. Hilchach lo titbobo, v'chein ad. So that's pretty explicit in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, tefila bismana mitzvah. However, as a practical matter, we don't have a mitzvah, so tefila bismana, and therefore a woman practically doesn't go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. The Ikra did tefila bismana mitzvah, and the woman should go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. Practically, it's impossible. Yeah. Correct.
So they knew that they were not able to have Bia, yet they would still require another Tefillah.
Correct.
So, can't.
But, so you guys are not saying that.
Okay, I'm just saying that he wouldn't know. Okay.
I'm sorry?
So the Rabbeinu Tam was so that Lav Mitzvah, why would he use Lav Mitzvah? Because he can't go that reason.
The Rabbeinu Tam is by a Yoledes, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean that the minhag was to do two tefillahs in general,
No, but I'm saying there he's not kosher, so he'll accidentally come to Hapia.
So maybe there are other considerations. Or maybe by your legend there's more reason to do that because they didn't tell her of Tumah. The fact that Rabbeinu Tam allows for two tefillos by Yoledes, I don't think proves that we're never concerned of the mitzvah consideration in allowing two tefillos across the board. But Yoledes is different. It might be a more limited situation. We may have a broader concern in mitzvah if by every woman we tell them to do two tefillos. Okay. So that Lashon Mechavin Hilchos Tishavav seems pretty clear, or definitely sounds like. In principle, the Paschim Tefillah Bizmana is mitzvah, but nowadays we don't have the possibility of Tefillah Bizmana. Now, the Beis Yosef here in our Siman, in Kufsai Zion, is Nachriya that Tefillah Bizmana lav mitzvah. From the fact that the minhag is that a woman doesn't go to the mikvah if ain ba'ila ba'ir. Here's Beis Yosef here writes that tefillah halacha tefillah is man alav mitzvah. How do we know that? The fact that the practice is that women don't go to the mikvah if ain ba'ila ba'ir. So that seems to be against what we just quoted from the Mechaber in Hilchos Tishrei. Hilchos Tishrei, the Mechaber writes, Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. Ella, we don't really have a Mitzvah, so Tefillah Bizmana. And here the Beis Yosef writes, Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah.
Is this, they end up in the same result, though, right? I mean, treating Tefillah.
Right, so you're saying it's really all the same thing, that when the Beis Yosef writes over here, Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, he means that, when the Beis Yosef writes here that Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, he means practically speaking it's Lav Mitzvah, because in the Ikkar didn't Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, we don't have the Messias of Tefillah Bizmana, so we treat it as Tefillah Shalom Bizmana, or we treat it as Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, right?
Yeah.
And the right for that is that the minhag is women don't go to the mikvah, they buy will be here.
Isn't Beis Yosef clear that there is a mitzvah mitzvah?
That's a different touchment. That's not Tefillah Bizmana. Possibly. We'll talk about that in a second.
He seems to write it in the same breath as when he's.
I understand. Okay, we'll get to it in a second. So that's what Rabbi Karp suggests in his Bir Halacha, Os Aleph. What Sam is saying is really all the same, that really, Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. Nowadays, we don't have a Mitzvah of Tefillah Bizmana. So, for all intents and purposes, we treat it as Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. It's really all the same. We just don't have a Tefillah Bizmana. It's in principle Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, just that Mitzvah doesn't exist. And then what the Beis Yosef writes here is not inconsistent with what he writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Now, the Darkei Moshe here, Os Aleph quotes from the Ma'arik. Kasa Ma'arik Shorish Lamed Hey, De Bizman Hazeh Ein Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, Da Hashta Machmirin Tuva Shelo Lahaskil Lispor Zayin Nekiyim Ela Acher Vav Or Hey Yamim O Zayin Yamim Ve Ein Kan Tefillah Bizmana. Ma'arik writes, and nowadays, we assume Tefillah Bizmana, or there's no Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, because we have these additional chumros, not to start counting Shiva Nekiyim until after your 5 or 6 or 7 days of Polet Es Shichva Zera. That's interesting, because the Ma'arik seems to be bothered dafka by the Polet Es Shichva Zera weight, and not by the additional Shiva Nekiyim, or the Chumrah of treating a woman as a Zava over a Nida. Right? Implicit in that observation of Ma'arik is that if it was just a matter of being Machmir to treat a woman both as a Nida and a Zava, and to not rely on doing Tara after Yemei Nidusa, so that wouldn't have bothered him. What bothers him is dafka the additional waiting before he starts the Shem Nekiyim of Paleta Shefazer. The Beis Yosef doesn't seem to distinguish. When the Beis Yosef talks about the chumras of Chazal, Beis Yosef seems to address them across the board. The Marik seems to have this distinction. Yeah.
I could be wrong here, but I got the sense a little bit that the Pleshev Hazara, the driving force behind it, was more Minhag than Takana. So maybe it's more that Chazal, like, going back, I think, into the way that Beis Yosef says,
right.
Chazal could redefine the Nidarm of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, but Minhag can't.
Okay. That's fair. Mm-hmm. That would account for the difference. Mm-hmm.
If we assume that Takana Shabbos is not
a correct. Okay, now let's look. This is what Oren just raised. Let's look at the Lashon HaMechaber. In Vayla Be'ir, Sif Beis, in Vayla Be'ir, Mitzvah Litbol Bizmana, Shelo Levatel Mitpiria Riv Yafilu Lailacha. So if her husband's in the city, Mitzvah Litbol Bizmana, not to be Mevatel Pru Urvu. So if you read that line in a vacuum, sounds like, oh, tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Machaber writes, mitzvah lipo bizmana. But we just saw the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef paskins tefillah bizmana la mitzvah. So if you look in the Torah Sashlamim here, in Sifkat and Aleph, the Taz implicitly in Sifkat and Beis, or not so implicit, they both point out that really, he doesn't mean tefillah bizmana mitzvah as we mean it. Now look at the Tasuk of the days. Zeh tefillah man tefillah b'tur tefillah bizmana la mitzvah he mikol makom lishum peruvu vade mitzvah. So yeah, tefillah bizmana la mitzvah, but there's still a mitzvah to go to the mikvah al peruvu. So it's not al tefillah bizmana. When the Chaver writes mitzvah litbol bizmana, he doesn't really mean mitzvah litbol bizmana al tefillah bizmana mitzvah, he means al peruvu. Torah Sashlavim Sifkat and Aleph as well. Avam below times if not for peruvu, tefillah bizmana la mitzvah he. May I tell you, us a litbol b'tishah of Yom Kippurim, afilu giyizman. The reason we pass because there's no tefillah in Yom Kippur b'tishah is because tefillah bizmana la mitzvah. So when the Mechaber writes tefillah bizmana mitzvah, he means mitzvah peruvu, not mitzvah of tefillah per se. By the Shulchan just points out over here, Siyunim, I think it's Osiyudalid. Why does the Mechaber write Purvu and not Ona? Right, even where there's no Purvu, there's still a mitzvah Ona. So he suggests, Revival Kohn, that maybe the Mechaber writes Peruvu because Ona is Nitan L'Mechila. It's a woman can be Mochel on the Chiv Ona, Mochelos on the Chiv Ona, but she's not the Bailin to be Mochelos on the Chiv Peruvu. So even where Ona is not on the table, there's still a mitzvah lipo at the earliest possible point as far as the key in Peruvu. If you look in the Shuvas Maril Chadasha Simen Sadivav, Shuvas Maril Chadasha Simen Sadivav, Maril writes Puruvu O Ona. He actually writes both. If you look in the Chumas Hadeshin Simen Reishin and Hey, Chumas Hadeshin Reishin and Hey, he writes Ona alone. But again, the Taz and the Torah Sashlam are saying in the Pesach Mechaber, really Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. And when he writes, essentially, Mitzvah Litbol, it's Mitzvah Litbol because of Puruvu / Ona, not because of Mitzvah Tefillah. Based on what we quoted before from Rabbi Karp, it could be, you could even say in the Mechaber that Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. So, in principle, on some level, he holds Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, but we don't have tefillah bezmana nowadays. So when you don't have tefillah bezmana, there's still a mitzvah because of puravu or ona. So again, either tefillah bezmana is lav mitzvah, or in principle tefillah bezmana mitzvah, but practically speaking, there's no mitzvah of tefillah bezmana, so for all intents and purposes, tefillah bezmana lav mitzvah.
Women aren't chayav in puravu,
right?
Then where is this mitzvah coming from? Is the man's puravu restarting the mitzvah of tefillah bezmana? Is it an extension of the man's mitzvah of puravu?
You say if you're going to ignore ona and just focus on puravu,
yeah,
then presumably it's some kind of.
And how does it extend to the woman?
So maybe there's an extension. She is mishubedes la'ona. Right. So she's mishubedes for ona. But what Sam's asking is, how do you precisely define her chiyuv as part of? How do you precisely define her chiyuv in that enabling of his puruvu? Meaning, it could be even if she could be mocheles ona mitzida, she doesn't have the right to refuse to enable him to be mekayem his peruvu mitzvah. Maybe. Okay, if you take a look back at that Torah Hashlamim in Sifkat and Aleph, Torah Hashlamim goes on to say, ulefizeh. Gam b'chal tisha b'av b'shabbis, the pasuk b'aga arachayim simen tafkuf nadalid if you test, the no again less or tashra shamita, imkein asir lipo. Then nowadays, since in principle tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah, the only imperative to do tefillah at the earliest time is because of puravu. So when tisha b'av falls on Shabbos, and the Ramah Paskins that were no way to be machmir to Asr Tashmish, so there's no hechatimsa of ona puruvu, and therefore we wouldn't allow tevila that Friday night. So if I would have known about the concert, I would have had this year in a different room. Look in the Pesach Tshuva Sifkatan Yudbeis, Sifkatan Ches. Pesach Tshuva here quotes of a Tshuva's Eben HaShoam. And the starting point, as we'll discuss a little bit later, is what's the basis of allowing tefillah on Friday night b'chlal, tefillah on Shabbos? Is that a violation of either minog or gzeira against washing on Shabbos? So the basis of allowing tefillah on Shabbos is the fact that there's a certain zman element, even if tefillah is not a lav mitzvah, but at least al puruvu or ona, you're supposed to be tavelis at the earliest possible point. So the premise of this comment that Joseph Shlomi will get you soon, Michael, is that that only applies where there's a possibility of ona. Where that's not a possibility, as in Tisha B'av, Shechal Yisrael Shabbos, according to the Ramah, then there'd be no heter for going to the mikvah Friday night. The Pesach Tshuva here in Sifkat HaMechas quotes from the Tshuva as Eben HaShoam. What's the din if a woman's husband is an Avelus, and the seventh day of Avelus is going to be on Shabbos? So do we allow the woman to go to the mikvah Friday night? Tashmish is going to be Asr Friday night because he's still in Avelus till Shabbos morning. Tashmish is Asr in the daytime, Shabbos morning because it's the daytime. So So there's no hefetimsa in which there's a possibility of tashmish over Shabbos. Do we nevertheless allow the woman to go to the mikvah Friday night? So the Evan Hashoah... I'm sorry? So the way you present that, that's not a lechachila. So the presentation is that there's no real hefetimsa in which that's going to happen. So then, do we allow her to go to the mikvah? So he suggests, well, maybe even though Tashmish is usur in that situation, but come Shabbos morning, Shar Kirvos are going to be mutter. And that's what the Shach writes in the end of Sifkat and Gimel from the Maram Lublin. Kalu Besula She'ira Tvilasa Leil Shabbos. So in a place where the minhag was, that a Kala, that a Besula wouldn't have Bia Rishon on Friday night. So Leil Tefillah is Friday night. There's no possibility of Tashmish because their practice was not to have Bia Rishon on Friday night. Nira Lahatir, Afa Gav Denogim Shel Olivo Bilas Mitzvah Ad Afar Shabbos Mishim Shar Minei Kirvos Nami Mitzvah Hey. So a Kiyum of Ona is Shar Kirvos, even if Tashmish is not a possibility. So that's what the Ivan Shoah raises in the context of an Avel. Avel's getting up from Shiva Shabbos morning, even if there's no possibility of Tashmish over Shabbos, but Shar Kirvos are possible. So women should be able to go to the mikvah Friday night because of Shar Kirvos. But based on that, it should follow, or could follow, that even Leil Tefillah that falls on Tisha B'Av Shechal Yesh B'Shabbos. So there also, even if Tashmish is Aster Lefi Minhag Karama, but Shar Kirvos are Mutter. Yeah?
What do we define as Shar Kirvo? Meaning, like, if a normal Tisha B'Av... Tanishuk. So a normal...
That's a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah to Aster Tashmish on Tisha B'Av Shechal Yesh B'Shabbos. Right?
Yeah,
but that
so
Chumrah doesn't necessarily extend, or doesn't extend, to other Kirvos.
Wouldn't this also
have
been
enough for me
for a woman who's not able to, for every
couple of Yeah, exactly
the same
issue, right?
That he would say that you should go to
mikvah. Who
would
say?
Could go to mikvah.
See, Evan, so based on Maram Lublin, and based on the, I'm sorry, they would all say you could.
Should or could?
You. I think once you could, then you should. Now the Maram is nearer Lahatir. I don't think that's a bidyevet. I think that's a... Once we're matir to be Leil Shabbos for Shar Kirvos, then it should be advised. That's definitely the Revozner's presentation of this. You're right that in the Lashon of the Maram and the Shach, I guess you could read Nir Lahatir as less than an enthusiastic endorsement, maybe. But the way the Shevet Levi presents it, Chayli Bey Sim and Kuf Aleph, is that the same mitzvah applies. The mitzvah of Tefillah Mishem Ona applies even where Tashmish is impossible, even for Shar Kirvos. Rav Yashiv writes this way as well, Chelit Beis, Kovitz Shuvos, Simen Mem Beis, Os Beis. A lot of Beis is there. Chelit Beis, Simen Mem Beis, Os Beis. That you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Friday night, even for Shar Kirvos. Now, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes many Achronim, quotes the Magen Avraham and others, that are megal against the Ramah to allow Tashmish Friday night Tisha B'Av Shechal Yesh B'Shabbos if it's Leil Ona. So based on that, then Bahar Vacha, you would be able to go to the mikvah that Friday night. the Mishnah Berurah goes to the Rambam against the Rambam lahalacha that a woman that Tashrish would be mutter on Leil Tishrei Shachalis B'Shabbos if it's Leil Ona. Okay, so based on that, then even without this Maram, you would still go to the mikvah that Friday night. Badi Yosholchan Sukkot and Tesvav quotes the Shuvas Maram Shik. Shuvas Maram Shik Yeredeya Simin Shin Samach Dalas Shin Samachay. Shuvas Maram Shik Yeredeya Simin Shin Samach Dalas Shin Samachay. The Maram Shik was machmir for a woman whose husband was an Avelis not to go to the mikveh during Yemei Avelis Bachol. Not talking about Shabbos. In principle, there's no objection to her, there's no impediment to her going to the mikveh. If her husband's an Avelis, the Maram Shik thought that was a bad idea because maybe Yitkefenu Yisra. And the Maram Shik thinks that this Shaila should depend on what we do on Tisha or Shechalias B'Shabbos. If we're makel over there might be more room to be makel for an avel as well, for the wife of an avel as well. Okay, so let's talk about Tefillah B'Shabbos now. What emerges from the sugya in Shabbos Achlamet Tesamet Aleph, which is how we paskin in Hilchos Shabbos Simin Shin Kavav, Arachayim Simin Shin Kavav, is that on an Ikar Din level, a person's allowed to wash his entire body bitsonein on Shabbos. On an Ikar Din level, before we get to Minhagim, in principle, there's no impediment to washing yourself in cold water, even kol gufo, on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Gemara in Beis on Daf Yitzayim Mubeis, the Mishnah Beis, rather, Yitzayim Mubeis, points out that when it comes to Tevila, there may be another consideration. The Mishnah there distinguishes between Tevilas Kalim and Tevilas Adam in the following way. The Mishnah quotes Shitas Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, Tevilas Kalim is Aser Anyantiv. Tefilas Adam is mutter even on Shabbos. Okay, so Tefilas Kalim is Aser even on Yantiv. Tefilas Kalim is mutter even on Shabbos. Sometimes the Gemara there explains what's the difference. The Gemara Yechesim and Aleph and Beisa that Tefilas Kalim is Aser because it's Nirik and Masakin Kli. That you are creating a usable Kli. Before you're told the Kli, you can't use it. Now you can use it. So that's Nirik and Masakin Kli. And therefore, that's Aser Midrabanan, even on Yantiv. According to Rav and the Gemara there, Tefilas Adam is Mutter, even on Shabbos, because that's Nira Kamekar. It looks like you're going for a swim, it looks like you're washing yourself. Even though, in principle, we should have had the same concern that maybe it's Nira Kamesake Kli, Kamesake Gavra, that before this person is Tameh, and now he's Tahor, you're affecting a change in status. So that would have been a concern, if not for Nira Kamekar, if not for the fact that the observer who sees this person going to the mikvah on Shabbos will assume that he's going for a swim, he's washing himself because that's mutter on Shabbos, called gufa betzone, and therefore there's no concern of Nira Kamesakin Kli. Okay, that's the Gemara's distinction between Tefilas Kalim and Tefilas Adam. Tefilas Kalim is also because Nira Kamesakin Kli, Tefilas Adam is mutter because of Nira Ke Maker. Fine.
Nira Ke what?
Nira Ke Maker. Mordechai that we quoted before, Simon Tafshin and Beis, assumes that the issue of Tevila on Shabbos should be dependent on whether Tevila Bismana Mitzvah. Meaning, if the Dargi Moshe explains in Os Gimel, The Mordechai assumes that the Gemara in Beitza says that you're allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos because of Nira Kamaker. That Gemara is going only Lamanda Amar Tfilah Bizmana Mitzvah. Mordechai writes as follows. V'chei nimsa b'hag demut v'alachas gedolos demut v'lipo v'shabbos mishum de tefila bizmana mitzvah. Hey, v'chubas haka onim. Hey, impasa v'sefer ha-truma. V'chei amad devar dinoshim tovlos b'shabbos. So, tefillah is mutter on Shabbos because tefillah is not a mitzvah. That if not for tefillah is not a mitzvah, then we should have been concerned about Nira Kamisakein Gavra. And when the Gemara comes up with the heter of Nira Kamekar, the Gemara is only forced to do that because tefillah is not a mitzvah. If not for tefillah is not a mitzvah, then we would have had less interest, less of a stake in ensuring tefillah on Shabbos, and it sounds like it would have been gozer to prohibit tefillah on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. Now, in the Trumas Hadeshin's presentation, Simon Veshin, then hey, it sounds like mitzvah's ono in of itself would have been enough for this consideration. That it, in principle, if not for the fact that there is a mitzvah's ono, we wouldn't have had the impetus to allow tefillah Shabbos. It would have been gozer, just like by tefillah Kalim. But because even if tefillah is not allowed, but you have mitzvah ona, that's enough of an impetus to allow tefillah on Shabbos, as long as you have the fallback of nearer to maker. Michael,
I just repeat again: what would be the issue for the woman to go to tefillah on Shabbat?
So far, the issue is nearer to misakin gaver.
Is there such thing that by people that you're gonna?
Yeah, that you're affecting a change, or changing the person's status, by, just like by Geirus, Yivamus Membav. You can't be Tovel, a person L'Shem Geirus, on Shabbos, because there's a Tikkun involved. Machlok is showing exactly what the parameters of that are, or what the specific formulation of the concern is, but Tfilas Geirim on Shabbos is Aser. So we would have treated Tfilas Adam for Taros the same way we treat Tfilas Geirim.
So why would it help if you have a mitzvah
ona
that night?
If you have a mitzvah ona, or if tefillah is not a mitzvah, so Chazal didn't see fit to impose that zera v'makom tefillah mitzvah. It's only a din d'rabbanan of nirek and misakin gavra, let's call it, right? So if there's a counterbalancing consideration, tefillah is not a mitzvah, or even mitzvah ona, so Chazal wouldn't have seen fit to impose this zera in the face of the pre-existing mitzvahs.
So what I'm saying thing about Gary is that he's going to be mechuyim mitzvot now.
Including this is tomorrow. Right?
Same thing about ona.
No, I'm going to mitzvah tonight. We're Jewish. We have a mitzvah. What? A mitzvah for Ravu.
So you have a mitzvah.
You're delaying Ravu. What?
So you have a mitzvah again tomorrow night.
I might miss the boat. Yeah, for Ravu, you have to do the earliest possible point. Not exactly equivalent. Remember, that's the Gemara Yevam, it's that Tikkuna Gavra lo maskinan, that to be told some L'Shem Geirus is a Tikkun, and you would have said the same thing, in theory, by Tfilas Nashim, if not for some mitzvah consideration. Or you might have said the same. Okay. So even though we just established that Medina Tfilas Nashim and Shabbos is Mutter, based on the Gemara in Beitza, but Rishonim or Machmir, or many Rishonim or Machmir, when it comes to a Tfilah Shelo Bizmana on Friday night, or a Tfilah where there's a possibility of being tovel beforehand, and the woman didn't avail herself of that possibility. Why is it that we would have that concern if it's a tefillah shelo bizmana, or a practical tefillah Shabbos Matir, meaning a tefillah that's later than the earliest point that we're allowed to go to the mikvah. The different formulations in Rishonim. If you look in the Shuvas Maril HaKadosha Simin Sadivav, Maril HaKadosha Simin Sadivav, Maril writes, so why are we concerned to potentially ask for tefillah under certain circumstances? Dilma Asi Lidei Schita, so maybe you'll come to be sochi the towels. Oh, tiltol alontis, the carnless. Or you'll carry the cap, the towels, in a carnless. So nothing to do with the tefillah per se, but some of the ancillary things that go on when you go to the mikvah. So you may come to carry the towels, you're not allowed to. You may come to be sochi the towels. The oh, the merachik chafif and tefillah. And also, you have a consideration where you're going to have a greater delay, a greater separation than desired between the Chafif and the Tefillah. The Chafif is going to have to take place earlier on Friday, and the Tefillah is not going to be till Friday night. Okay, so that's the Maril's consideration, Simin, Sadivav, and the Chuvas HaKadoshos, Schita, Tiltol, or being Marche Chafif and Tefillah. Chuvas HaDeshen, Simin Reish Nun Hei, and Simin Reish Nun Vav, has a different concern. So the question was asked, this is Reish Nun Hei, about a Yoledes. A Yoledes who goes to the mikvah after 40 or 80 days. And she wants to go to the mikvah on Friday night. But she really could have gone to the mikvah earlier. Do we allow her to go to the mikvah Friday night, where it's just a convenience? So he writes that based on the Gemara, it sounds like there's no kapeda, because tefilas anashim, tefilas nashim is always going to be mutter, since nira kemekar. Amnam shamati miharve nashim shematzikim iser v'davar litbol b'shabes ki'agavna. But the minhag of nashim was to not go to the mikvah under these circumstances where she had the ability to go earlier. He goes to Mordechai. Benatam asked tefillah on Shabbos because tefillah bizman alav mitzvah. But that's talking about where it's aimed by will be here. So Rabbeinu Tam asked her, it's Ein Ba'al Be'ir, and the only reason she'd be going to the mikvah is because of Tefillah Bizmana. Aval Ba'al Be'ir, Mo Dinami, the Shar Misha Mrs. Kimono. But even Rabbeinu Tam should agree that if, even if Tefillah Bizmana allowed mitzvah, but it still should be voted because of Mrs. Kimono. Afila Shalobishas Ono Chashvina Mitzvah Mash Ish Mesamech Ishto B'tash Mishamita. Then he says, Mikal Makam Nira, Da Inna Bizmanenu, Da Kuli Alma Zihiri Shalalir Kosval Bishabis, Afilu Lahakir Beminar Ben Mifa. Nowadays, the minhag developed that even though on a Mikradin level, Kol Gufa Bitsonin is mother, but the minhag developed that we don't take baths on Shabbos, we don't go swimming on Shabbos, we don't go into a river or a mikvah on Shabbos, even bitzonei. Even if you look in all the Gemaras, there's no indication anywhere that there's such an iser. But some of the minhag developed to avoid rechisas kol gufo bitzonei. So for that reason, we should default to the consideration of nirek and misake. The only reason that the Gemara distinguished between Tefillas Kelim and Tefillas Adam is that by Tefillas Adam it's Nira Kemekar, but you can't reasonably argue anymore that nowadays it's Nira Kemekar that looks like you're going for a swim. If no one ever goes for a swim in Shabbos, no one ever takes a bath, the Kol Gufo, the Tzonein, on Shabbos. So maybe that whole reason of Nir Kamekar falls off. When he times in, Nir, the Nagra Nashim, Lizahir, Shilalipal, Bishabbos, Klal, El Imkain, Bayil, Beir, Velohai, Efshir Kodim. For that reason, the minute developed that women didn't go to the mikvah Friday night unless. So you have to see how to read this line. El Imkain, Bayil, Beir, Velohai, Efshir Kodim. Unless their husband's local, and it was impossible beforehand. That's the Machlokas poskim here. Elam came by Lebeir v'lohaya Epsher Kodem. So at the very least, where let's leave aside the very least for now. So there are situations where at least the Truma Sedeshin is coming to justify Minuk. Sounds like if you asked him in a vacuum, he would have said that even if people don't go for swims anymore, it's still mutter to be tumble Friday night under all circumstances. Sounds like he's coming to justify what developed as a minhag among the women, that they wouldn't go to the mikvah under all circumstances if there's a possibility of going earlier. The justification of that minhag is because near kamekar doesn't mean the same thing it used to. It's not as reasonable a argument, and therefore, if it's Mrs. Ona or the earliest time you could have gone to the mikvah, we allow it. But otherwise, if you could have got earlier, then we don't. That's the Truma Sedeshin. So again, my real raises the issues of towels, either Tiltal or Skita, and the Truma Sedeshin raises the issue that maybe Nira Kamekar doesn't apply anymore.
His defense of the Minhag seems pretty strong, though, in the sense of in the communities where people don't take cold baths anymore. You do lose the Nir Kamekar.
Correct, but you would say that Lo Gozer, Chazal were never Gozer on Tfilas Anashim Vinashim on Shabbos. So even if that the Nir Kamekar consideration doesn't apply anymore, but the Gzeir was never implemented.
Okay.
The Truma Sedeshin, it sounds like he's just coming to justify the Minhag. He's not prescribing that this is what he would have advised in a vacuum. I think that's pretty clear for you, the Truma Sedeshin. Let's see how this appears in the Ramah, and then we'll look at the Taz and the Shach. Again, it all hinges on that line. Mitam zanir dinagro anashim lizar shelo litbel b'shabes klal el imkain bayla be'ir v'lo haya efshar kodem. So the Ramah writes as follows in Sif Beis. Mutaris litbel l'el Shabbos. So a woman's allowed to go to mikvah Friday night. Imlo yachla litbel kodem l'chein. If she was unable to go earlier. The dafka in Baila Beir. And that's only if her husband's local. About the Ilav Hachiyasir. The im haya efshir lalit bal kodim lachain. Let's say she was able to go earlier. Kigon shaya achar leida. So she's postpartum. And she could have gone earlier. She wasn't up to it. Oh, shalahaya baila beir. Ubaba er Shabbos. Or her husband wasn't around. And he only appeared Erev Shabbos unexpected. Yesh Omrim Sha'asura Litvo. V'chei Nogu B'mitzas Mekomos. Aval B'makam She'ein Minog Ein Lahachmir. But if there's no strong minog against Tefillah under these circumstances, then you can go to the mikvah even if you have the possibility of going earlier. So Ramah seems to say that if there's a strong minhag, if there is a minhag to avoid going to the mikvah where you have the possibility of going earlier, fine, but otherwise, the default is that we should be makom. Take a look at the Taz of Katan Dalid. Taz starts by quoting the Truma Sedeshin Reish Nun Hei that we quoted. Then he quotes Agur, Marivayo, the Bach, or more Machmir. Shafilu nensa v'lo yachla litba al kodem Shabbos, even if there's an onus. So even if she was prevented from going to the mikveh early because of an ones, and her husband comes home erev Shabbos, she still shouldn't go. Skipping a little. Gamar yichan yicholik al ramavizeh u'machmir b'chol makom. The Bach is more machmir than the Ramah. El shakasa de la divrei jumas hadeshin de la el machmir de dafka kishabai la bi'ir via efshir kodem asur b'shabbos. He acknowledges, according to the jumas hadeshin that we just read, that the chumra only is relevant where it was by la bi'ir before, and you could have gone to the mikvah. You need both of them. But let's say you could have gone to the mikvah, but it wasn't by la bi'ir, and he only comes erev Shabbos. Then it would be mutter. That's what the Baal says. The Taz doesn't like that. Who shall love the dikduk? The Vadilo also came al das to a sadasha. The Hatter is there. The Chua Sadasha would be matter in such a case where she could have gone to the mikvah earlier, just she wasn't expecting her husband. Her husband comes home. Alakabinasa de vi'inan she yeh ba'ilu be'ir b'shas filasa. All he means by ba'ilu be'ir is that the Hatter only exists if it's ba'ilu be'ir. So he thinks that the Tumas Hadeshin is the middle position. The Machmirim would say the Hainu, the Kosh after Lipo, Kodem Shabbos, below Shim Ones, below Tavla Asur Lipo B'Shabbos. That if you could have gotten to the mikvah before, absent a major onus, and you didn't, it'll be Asr and Shabbos. Afilu and Babal be'er Shabbos. Kol shelo afshar machmir says the onus ke'ena, he did Tumas Hadeshin, yesh lehatu lipo b'Shabbos b'chol duch. So the Taz thinks, la'alacha, that he has the more limited understanding of Tumas Hadeshin. Tumas Hadeshin was only matir in a case where it was impossible to go to the mikvah because of an onus beforehand, irrespective of when the husband came home. But if she was expecting the husband to come home, if she wasn't expecting the husband to come home, he suddenly comes home before Shabbos, but she had the opportunity to be told earlier, it'll be Asur. So he thinks this is a middle position. On the one extreme, you have the Agur, who says that even in the situation of Ones, if it's Lab is Mana, she can't go to the mikvah on Friday night. And the other extreme, what's Ones? Any Ones. According to the Augur, the way the Taz quotes it, under all circumstances, if a woman's Leil Tefillah was earlier than Friday night, whatever the reason she didn't go to the mikvah was, she's not allowed to go Friday night. That's one extreme. No. The Leil Tefillah Alpi Chazal was Thursday night. She Alpi did, was supposed to go to the mikvah Thursday night. And whatever the onus was, there was a blizzard, she couldn't get out of the house, she can't go Friday night. That's the one extreme. And the other extreme is to allow tefillah Friday night under all circumstances. The Taz thinks that the Tumas Hadeshin is the middle approach, the way he understands it, and he goes with the Shvil HaZahav. The Shach reads the Tumas Hadeshin like the Bach. And the Shach assumes that if her husband comes back an Erev Shabbos, even if she had the possibility of going to the mikvah earlier, she's allowed to go Friday night. That's not considered pshia. You know, she reasonably didn't go to the mikvah because her husband wasn't around. Husband's not around, there's no chiyuv to go to the mikvah. So that, where there's no pshia, the way he understands the Tumas Hadeshin, she'd be allowed to go to the mikvah on Friday night. Okay, that's the Pesach of the Shach here in Sif Katan Gimel. you look in the Dag Lamed Vav over here on this shach, he says it's obvious to him that if a woman doesn't go to the mikveh early because of some chumrah, even a chumrah de rabbanan, then you definitely could go to the mikveh Friday night. After all, we all go to the mikveh when we go to the mikveh because of chumrah de rabbanan. So Maishna, the formal chumrah de rabbanan of Rebbe, Zeir, Benos Yisrael, and even a different flavor of chumrah de rabbanan, but if you're not going to the mikveh earlier because of a halachic consideration, and the earliest time that, practically speaking, go to the mikveh is Friday night, and that definitely should be mutter. Rav Avadya and Rav Avner quote a Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, Yeredei Asim Reish Yitayim. Rav Avadya is in the Taras Abayis, page Taf Nun Ches. Taras Abayis, page Taf Nun Ches. So this Tshuvas Yehuda Yala was Matir. There was a woman who was a storekeeper, and she didn't want to go to the mikveh during the week because she'd have to close down her store. And Evan would realize that the reason that she was closing her store was to go to the mikveh, and that would be a breach of tznius. So we'll have to talk a little bit later, not today, about what role such considerations have in tefillah. But in this context, the Tshuvas Yehuda Yala was matir, this woman, to delay her tefillah until Friday night, when the store would be closed anyway, to avoid this breach of tznius. Rav Avner, when he quotes this, points out that this is only in this extreme case where the woman was a storekeeper in a very public way, so the whole town would realize if she closed her store. But if it's a consideration that a few people would realize, then even the Jews, the Yala, wouldn't have allowed postponing the tefillah until Friday night for such a reason. The Shach's analysis of the Tshuvas HaDeshen was that in the case where the husband comes Friday, unexpected, the woman's allowed to go to the mikveh Friday night because the fact that she didn't go early is not pshia. What about a case where there was pshia? And what level of pshia would be a factor in not allowing tefillah on Friday night? Right, the Ramah had said, "B'malkum she'ein minog, ein lahachmir." So, how far is that ein lahachmir? Is that ein lahachmir even in a case in which she was poshas and not going to the mikveh earlier? Sidrei Taras of Katan Dalit assumes that, in principle, the Ramah applies even to the case of Shia, even if she had every opportunity to go earlier and she bedafka didn't, she was poshas. But nevertheless, l'halacha, the Sidrei Taras recommends, partially out of deference to the Taz is super machmir, but partially out of consideration of the Taz, the Sidrei Taras recommends that if a woman didn't go to the mikveh earlier, quote, b'mered u'b'mal b'lishum tam, if she didn't go to the mikveh earlier out of rebellion for no good reason, then you should be machmir not to allow her to go to the mikveh Friday night. But even in that case, the Sidrei Taras is prepared to let her go banish mashas. We should just note, as far as tefillah, where it's not ba'il ba'ir, the Darkei Tshuva, Sifkatan Gimel, quotes from the Tshuvas Shvos Yaakov. Shvos Yaakov is Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Zayin. Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Zayin to Shvos Yaakov. Quote of the Darkei Tshuva, Sifkatan Gimel. So Shvos Yaakov quotes that there is a minog, the minog in his place, minog I think more by people who are concerned about Taras and Nistar, is not to be Tovel when your husband's out of town, Mishum Sakana. The Chamira Sakanta Mesura, he writes. That there is some notion of Sakana if you go to the mikveh when your husband's out of town. Rav Avadya quotes page Taf Mem Tes, that somehow the Minog if a woman were to go to the mikveh when her husband's out of town, to put a knife under her pillow and a baby next to the bed. Rabbi Sobolovsky points out that you have to be careful not to put the knife next to the baby. That would be bad. But apparently there's such a practice. Even the Aruch HaShulchan in the Vardik, which is not a bastion of Hasidism, writes in Sifkat in Os Gimbal over here that was a meaning in his place, not to go to the mikvah if ain't by Levayir. But my impression is that in our Machana, this is not such a consideration. We're not so concerned about the Sakanos, and while there may not be a Chiyuv to go to the mikvah ain't by Levayir, we're not concerned that there's a Sakana to do so. Maybe he'll reappear. What?
I would say now that people know when they're coming.
Maybe he'll surprise her.
So they would recommend the postman girl will I would recommend going whatever.
I think that would be to the discretion of the woman, but there's no discouraging of it. It would be her prerogative. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Next time we'll just conclude Tefillah on Shabbos. We'll discuss use of hot water on Shabbos for Tefillah. And then we'll talk about Tefillah Bayom, the Sigah and Samach side of the base. I'll try to send you some Arma Kamas on that now. Okay, let's call this.